Shalom, this is Billy Brim in the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast, and this week we're talking about being led by God. And God has a plan for our lives, and He has a way to get it over to us. It's by His leading. He appeared to Brother Hagin, Kenneth E. Hagin, and He talked to him face to face and told him that the number one way, thing that He could teach His children in the last days was how to be led by the Spirit of God. And so we did a book, Brother Hagin, all of his teaching. It was my blessing to work putting that book together, and we're offering that book this week. But of course, he started out with that the spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord. It says that in Proverbs 20:27, and that in your spirit God guides you. We're a spirit, we have a soul, and we live in body. Then he gives the number one way that you will be led, and bases it on this scripture: the Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit, Romans 8:16. The number one way God leads us is by an inward witness. It's the number one and primary way that God leads all of His children. Jesus taught him about that. You'll have within your own spirit, you'll have like a red light to stop, or you'll have like a green light to go. And the number two way, and based on Romans 9:1, I say the truth in Christ, I lie not, my conscience also bearing me witness in the Holy Spirit. Brother Hagin pointed out the number one way the Spirit guides is through the inward witness. Number two is by the inward voice. The inward man, who is a spirit man, has a voice, just as the outward man has a voice. We call this voice of the inward man conscience. We call this voice the still small voice. Your spirit has a voice, and your spirit will speak to you. Your heart will speak to you. You can follow your heart if you're a born-again child of God, because He will lead you there. And then number three, and we talked about this with Terry the last 2 days. You'll surely want to listen to those on the archives. And he tells the chocolate malt story. The number three way is the voice of the Holy Spirit. Acts 10:19 demonstrates this. While Peter thought on the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Behold, three men seek thee." This number three way is the more authoritative voice of the Holy Spirit. There is a difference between the inward voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to our spirit and the still small voice, which is the voice of our own spirit speaking to us. When the Holy Spirit within you speaks, it's more authoritative. Sometimes it's so real it almost seems to be an audible voice. You may even look around to see who said it. It may seem so audible that you think someone is behind you said something, but then you realize it was in you. Remember in the Old Testament how the young boy Samuel heard the voice calling his name. He thought Eli was calling him, but Eli didn't hear it. But it was the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking to him. I have with me Hannah today. And Hannah is, she's a graduate of Rhema Bible Training Center and worked very close with all the folks, good folks she loved and worked with down there in the Prayer and Healing Center. But now she's my travel partner. And Hannah has always been strong on the Holy Spirit leading her. How has He led you? Can you give us some experience along that line, Hannah?
Yes, for sure. How the Holy Spirit has led me many ways. I believe, for an example, you know, like Uncle Terry, who was talking about his job, he's led me in that way, where to, you know, I would just ask him, you know, things like where to apply to, especially when I was working at Rhema and where he wanted me to be. And, I knew it wasn't, I didn't want it just a job, but I wanted it to be, you know, where he wanted me to be. And I knew that the training that I received, it would be for, you know, I could tell now from the training I had received from that job that it's benefited me now. And I know that's because I asked the Lord and was led of Him where to go and just took the steps. And, you know, that example, you know, out of high school, you know, I just wanted to be led to where to go. And I knew when I had a friend and she was going to Rhema, and when she told me that she was going to Rhema, I had such a joy and a peace about it. And I knew, you know, that's where I was supposed to be.
Joy and peace?
inside in my spirit. It was like I was giggling. It was like, mm-hmm. It was coming out of me. I'm out of my belly. You know that scripture. You know, it was like it was just bubbling forth. Mm-hmm. I was just like giggling and laughing.
Now, if you were going to seek the Lord on how to, where to go and where to get a job, what are your steps you take?
To ask God what, mm-hmm. where to, mm-hmm. you know, I think you should, you know, just get alone with Him and, you know, just get your mind quiet, your soul quiet. Sometimes it's just if you're just quiet.
I find that,
you know,
to be so.
Sometimes it's easier said than done, you know, in your mind. I know that meditating on the Word helps with that, and just focusing, you know, just, you know, he's given us your imagination and your thoughts, and just focusing your mind to something. Sometimes if you just I just picture that I'm, you know, in the presence of God, that I'm standing before Almighty God, and just like in my mind, I just envision that I'm in the throne room and I see Him, and just get my mind to just stick on that. And every time it tries to sway, just direct it towards that. And just usually I'll just, once I'm doing that, it'll just be a peace, and I'm just get quiet and get still. If I just have the Holy Ghost helps you to direct your mind and to keep it.
Would be the inward witness, mm-hmm. wouldn't you say?
Yes.
The inward witness to do this or to do that.
Yeah.
Whether you have this joy and peace, or whether you have a stop sign.
Yes.
That tells you, no, don't go this way. Have you ever had a stop sign?
Yes. Many a times. Different examples is, you know, if I was, I traveled a lot from here and into Tulsa. You know, in my car and different times, like,
now we're
for
in
example,
Branson, Missouri. Yeah. So we're talking about a 3.5 hour drive.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so just traveling, you know, different times that I felt like I should leave the next day, or I should leave, like, you know, instead of that time that I thought I would leave, just leave later or earlier. And, you know, different instances like that. That, you know, I felt maybe I should wait out on this, or different things, you know, hanging out with different people, or
how about that? Let's go there.
Yeah.
Because here we're talking, Hannah, and how old are you now?
22.
Okay, so people in their, these are the years of decision, important decision. You know, I mean, these years you're going to decide what you're going to, which way you're headed, even who you're going to marry or who you're going to date,
right,
or something like this, or who you're going to hang around. And have you ever had any leadings and guidings in any of these things you can share with us?
Yes, I have a big one. Well, praise the Lord, there was a guy, just, you know, he's a very nice man, and I was talking to him as a friend. And he's a very good man, and I, you know, I knew that I was just talking to him because I have two older brothers, and, you know, just talking as I would talk to them as friends. And anyways, I knew that he was getting more of, I could tell he was interested in me, and I could tell that my, you know, you're human and your feelings, I was, you know, I thought he was a nice man. And so, you know, he was just a little bit older than me, but, anyways, one day, I guess I was, you know, I just kind of got more into it than I should have, and
gravitating more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, he was a very, you know, love the Lord, you know, a very good man. And so I went to drive home, when I was in Broken Arrow, and, I was right before I went and drove into my, into the garage. And right before I, as I was still in the car, I just felt the Holy, you know, we are always in His presence, but I felt His presence stronger than I've ever felt it before.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew that the Lord was saying, you know, he's a good man, but it's not, your paths are different, mm-hmm. and that He's got another path, and that, you know, you need to stop doing that. You know, I just needed to stop.
Cut it off.
Yeah. And not with it being a friend, still nice to him, but I mean, it was almost like I sensed, and I didn't hear automatic voice, just that inward witness. I sensed that it was for his wife, and that I was, that I didn't need to get in the way of his wife. Because right. his wife, it was almost like that he knew he was supposed to be married and quickly, and whatever the Lord has for him, and that I would be in the way of, is he was getting, you know, his eyes off of me in that situation, the same with me, that it would be distracting to him, and that his, that I didn't want to be the one to get in the way of his wife, and you know, your soul
ties.
That's
right, because God
that.
Has something, another person for him, and God has another person for you, and evidently that person was not far away, maybe even. And so the Lord will guide you. He will lead you in every aspect of your life. And of course, one of the most important things in the whole world is the one you marry. And you know, your brother's Brandon. And so we've talked a lot on here about how Brandon was in a relationship that God really went to far extremes to get Brandon to break off, because right. he wasn't like you. He didn't listen as well as you did. And so God really went to some extreme ways. And when it happened, I told Brandon, because she's a little girl that, you know, was a believer. And I told Brandon, it's not that God's against her. He has a plan for her life and someone for her to walk with. And he has a plan for your life and someone for you to walk with. So he broke it off. It wasn't too long after that till he met Destiny. Mm-hmm. And now you can go online even and see Brandon and Destiny. We have that on our billybrim.org, billybrim.org. I think they came to, was that a Wednesday prayer they came to?
Yes, Wednesday.
And you can find it on there. It'll say Brandon and Destiny on the tagline. And so you'll see. But God has a wonderful and a bright future for you. Maybe you didn't always hear right. But I'll tell you, from wherever you are, God will guide you from this point on. I heard Brother Higgins say one time, there's not just one person for each person. Or if somebody got the wrong one, we'd all be messed up all down the line. So wherever you are, when and whoever you married, God from this point can take you on and take you on to a bright future. He's marvelous at getting our lives untangled and the right way, even if we've tangled them up. So he will lead you, and he will guide you into all truth. He will guide you into a wonderful future. You can order How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God this week. Just call 1-800-972-3447 and request How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God. It's $10 plus shipping. You will need to say that this is the radio offer because I think the book sells for more than that, $15, $17, something like that. But it'll be well worth it all to you. And you can find out how you can be led for the rest of your life by the Spirit of God, making the right choices, doing the right things, and God will get the most out of you to manifest Himself through. Shalom, shalom.